What a slok we had done.
We finished 9. Today is 10.
वृंदावनम सखी भुवो विपुने कीर्तिं यद्देवकी सुतपदं बुजलब्धलक्ष्मी गोविंद वेणु अनुमत्त मयूर नित्यं प्रेक्षाद्रिस्वान्न अवरतान्न समस्त वृंदावनम सखी भो वितुने तकीर्तिं यद्देवकी सुतपदं बुजलब्धलक्ष्मी गोविंद वेणुमनु मत्तमयूर नित्यं प्रेक्षाद्रिसन्वर्तान्न समस्त
The gopis are in Mahabhav, Mahabhavati Gopi. In first sloka, last sloka that we have read, gopis are seeing anything in Vrindavan. Those who are related to Krishna, those things which are related to Krishna, they see that they are more sobhagyaman, fortunate than us. They have they can see Krishna, they can touch Krishna, and they can offer themselves to Krishna, and they have chance every time. But we are not so fortunate. We cannot touch Krishna. We cannot see Krishna. We cannot take Krishna in our hearts. We cannot love Krishna. Any exchange we cannot do. There are so much disturbance in doing so.
So much obstacles.
Obstacles. They are thinking that Venu, though he is male, but yet he is so much fortunate that sometimes Krishna takes Venu in his hand. Sometimes he keeps it with his heart. Sometimes he keeps it to his lips. Sometimes he keeps in here.
Belt.
And sometimes taking this float, then he sleeps with them. But we cannot have fortune to be with Krishna in any way. We cannot sleep with Krishna. We cannot be on the lips of Krishna. So, if we do anything like Bansi, in our past days, what he has done, so that he has got so much fortune, we should also austerities so that we may like so. But at last they thought that they cannot do like so. So they saw Vrindavan. What's Vrindavan? And these are the footprints of Krishna, everywhere scattered. Then they were sitting in the room in Vrindavan, ghost. They began to see, sitting there, they are seeing that all the trees, all the lata,
creepers,
herons, deers, everyone has, they are so much fortunate that Krishna goes to them, to every keeper, to every trees. Sometimes they climb on the trees and play there, that Krishna feed with Aradhya of Brahma and Shankar, Uddhava and all others. Gopis have dreamed that feed, we should keep it on, my dear. That Krishna lotus feet goes on the trees, on the branches of trees, in the kunj of Vrindavan, in ponds, everywhere. So they began to tell the mahima of Vrindavan. Glories of Vrindavan. How glorious is Vrindavan. Vrindavanam sakhi govind. O sakhi, Vrindavanam bhuo. Bhuo mani prithivi. Earth. On earth. Itanot kirtim spreads the kirti.
Glories.
More than Vaikuntha. And why this earth is more glorious than heaven and Vaikuntha and other places? Because Vrindavan is on earth. And in this Vrindavan, Devaki Suta Padambuja Labdha Lakshmi, Devaki Suta means Yashoda has two names, Devaki and Yashoda. So here Yashoda means Devaki Suta. Padambuja, lotus feet, the prince of lotus feet, has Vrindavan everywhere, in Gocharan, everywhere goes, without shoes, without any paduka, he goes there. Govinda Venum Anumattama Yuranit. And Krishna, going from one forest to another forest, without food, and playing on Venu or Bansi, and hearing the sounds of Bansi or Venunar, Mayur, peacocks, became Matta, mad, and they think Krishna to be like clouds, yes. And they make Garjan, sounds of me. Krishna plays on Venu in such a manner that it seems that clouds are roaring. So they become matta, mad, and begin to nitya, dance. How dancing? Krishna Chakravarti is telling that seeing Krishna as a maid, as a cloud, they began to nitya, dance. When Krishna saw them dancing, he began to play on Venu. Then, hearing the roaring of cloud or Krishna Bansi, they became enthusiasm.
What? Enthusiastic.
And they began to dance more and more. When they were dancing, Krishna was
playing his
flute. Both became so cheerful. And in dancing, peacocks lift their feathers. Krishna thought that as a puraskar money,
payment,
puraskar money,
appreciation,
to give anything, when I am pleased, I give you. Puraskar means
appreciation.
And appreciation giving anything.
Now when you give something, when someone does something wonderful,
one in wonderful dancing, anyone can do like this and give.
They give some, Yeah, when someone performs something, like a dancer or actor, then they give
something. Then Krishna thought that they are so much pleased to give me their feathers, because they are thinking, mayurs, peacocks are thinking, we have nothing, only we have this very beautiful feather. God has given me in gift. So this gift, very precious thing, we are giving to you. Krishna took it and kept in his hairs, in his head. In India, if anyone gives anything, being pleasant, then he takes and then gives. So Krishna told that, I will keep this thing always in my life. So he is keeping these feathers. Seeing this, peacocks began to dance more pleasantly. And prakshadrishanu avartani samasta sattvam. Seeing this, Krishna playing on flute with very good face and peacocks dancing so beautifully, all the birds and all the sakha means gopals, cowherds, cows and calves, and quail, cuckoos, saras, hansa,
swans,
everyone went on the Govardhan hill, but there is something
plateau.
It's
called a plateau.
Plateau.
It's a flat top of the hill.
Achcha. Not on the hill, but some higher place, but very shamtal, plain, and full of trees. On the benches of the trees, or on grounds, every birds and everything. Krishna and mayurs, peacocks are lower, and they are on upper side. From there, they are seeing this scene very easily.
It's like an audience.
Huh?
They They're like the audience.
Audience. Cowherds were very near, on the same level of Krishna and Mayur. They began to talk very strangely, ascharyajanak.
Wonderful.
And amazing. All others, first they saw peacocks. Peacocks became mourn.
Silent.
All birds became silent. Only sing. So, prakshadrishanu, avartani samasta sattam. Avartani means they forget everything. To speak, to sing, to fly, to play with their sons and cows left their calves. Calves left their mothers. Peacocks and
peahen.
They became separate. They forgot each other. Only seeing Krishna and hearing Bansinar and seeing dancing of peacocks. Mayuri both were dancing. Avartani samasta sattam. Samasta sattam means each, every living many souls in birds, cows,
every living being.
Deers, everyone, those who were there, they became silent, they forget everything and began to see this scene. Here, gopis are telling that, oh, may we have so much fortune like Vrindavan, that Vrindavan keeps the lotus feet of Krishna on his breast. May I keep? We have no fortune, sir. Krishna is dancing with Mayuri. May we dance with our husbands on the flute of Krishna? They'll be so angry seeing Krishna. And if they see Krishna and we together, then they'll be furious. And they will do anything they want. The deers, the trees, and all the birds, whether of water or ground, both classes of birds have so much. Fortune to go very near to Krishna. So we have no such chance to be with Krishna or to take the feet of Krishna on our breast or anything we can do. So if we die and be anything of Vrindavan, then it will be very fortunate for us.
धन्यास्ममूढमतयो अपि हरण्य एता जानन्दनन्दनमुपात्त विचित्रवेश आकर्ण वेणुरुचितं सह कृष्णसार पूजां ददौ विरचितां
प्रणयावलोकनेशा. In Vrindavan, this are that Hiranya, that is, deers have come to Krishna very near. Krishna is playing on floats and they have come and they are doing their mouth is towards Krishna.
Facing Krishna.
Very near. Krishna can touch them. So they are very nearer to Krishna. And they are telling that they are thinking that deers are so unintelligent, moodha.
Fool.
Why they are fool? Because they can give their lives only for sound, sweet sound. They don't know that from where this sound is coming to cut their heads. They only hear the sound and put up their eyes, and that bear comes and kills them. So they are moodha. So they are being moodha. I think that they are most intelligent. They are so fortunate, being so moved. They have no wisdom at all. Eta, dhanna samurha mato api haranya eta. Eta means, as if they are seeing, eta means this. This haranya, yes. As if they are seeing, they are in home. But yet they are seeing from their inner eyes that Hiranyaya's deers have come and doing like this, as if they want to kiss Krishna. Nandanam upattavi chitravesham upatta mani grihita vichitra vesham. Krishna is so beautiful. Vesh. Vesh means?
Dress.
Here, navapradhal, amra pallava, stavaka guccha. We have read? Stavaka guccha. And peacock feather here, Pitambar Vashan here, and having one flower here, Vaijayanti Mala, as if Krishna is in Kishore man. They are seeing Upattavi Chitra Vesham, the base of Krishna, ornamented Vesh. Vesh means dress of Krishna. They are seeing with so what? Matt hokar ke dekh rahe hain. Chitra ko laga diya. They have given their everything to Krishna in seeing. They are not seeing here and they are only to Krishna. No.
No distraction of any type. Full
concentration. Akarna venu ravitam. They are hearing the Venu Rinitam, Krishna Venu Nab, they are hearing. Sa Krishna Sara. Sa Krishna Sara means with their husbands. Husbands are following deers. Their names is Krishna Sara. Those who have made himself Krishna as Sar. Sar means object. Sar means kya? The
essence
of life. Understand?
Essence.
Dev cannot live without Krishna. So they are called Krishna Sar. Sar means am an object of anything is Sar. So these deers have made Krishna their object and aim. Krishna Prem. So they are only following their deers, their wives. Why they are following? But they are loving Krishna to full heart. Deers are not seeing that the husband is pursuing them. Who is
him back
behind me? Where anyone is, but they are so much engaged in seeing Krishna only. And Krishna's deer is seeing her wife, his wife, that they are loving Krishna so much. We also love Krishna, but there is
no comparison. They love
no comparison. Deers are so much attracted that they don't know that where is their body, where they are, or who is seeing or who is not seeing. So deers are more fortunate than Hirani, than females, than Krishna. Pujang Badhau. They are not seeing their husband, but yet these deers are doing puja to Krishna with pranaya. Like this, here pranaya means from the corner of eyes they are worshipping Krishna from very near place. Pranaya valokai. To see Krishna with pranaya is to do archana. So they are doing. Gopis are here telling that oh dear sir, so much fortunate that we will in any life we will have no such fortune. Because husbands are given privileges for their wives to see Krishna. We have no chance in any life that our husband will follow us and they will give preference that we should love Krishna and meet Krishna. Their husbands are seeing that they are doing archan with their pranaya avalok. With pranaya avalok?
Affectionate
looking, glances. They are seeing and their husbands are appreciating. That is, oh, you should do more and more. But our husbands are quite opposing. We cannot do so. So if in other lives, other births, we will have so chance that we be dear, then we can go to Krishna with our husbands and we can do such service to Krishna. One thing, that mental, they are thinking, gopis, anyone can think. The gopis are, deers are full. To be full, no harm. If there is Krishna relation is there, and to be very buddhiman, intelligent, is of no use if he has no connection with Krishna.
So we should be fool.
We should be fool or anything, but we want to have connection with Krishna. We think that Yashoda and all gopis are like this. They have no tattva gyan. The Krishna is himself Krishna. But all tattva gyani wants to worship the feet dust of Nanda Baba and all Vrindavasi. In our sampradaya, we first know tattva gyan. What is Krishna, what is Maya, what is we, ghee, what is bhakti, and all things. And after that, we'll have to forget that Krishna is God. Krishna is Saraswarya Purna. We'll have to forget all this. And we'll have to follow any gopi. Any gopi. Especially Rukminjari and our Guru. And we should serve Krishna in that Aradhika.
But I think the gopis are most intelligent.
Most intelligent.
They are not poor.
But they are pretending themselves to be so. And they are telling that anyone, in our mat, there was a half-mad person. But he used always that Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Always. And everyone knew him as a man. They cut joke with him and do so many things. But I always, in heart, give respect. Our Gurudev used to give respect, though he was half mad or anything. If anyone cuts joke to him, Gurudev at once, but don't do
that. Don't do that.
Govinda Baba. Govinda Baba. Govinda Nam. We don't know anything. We will. We will fear that we should not sit with this person. But anyone who he be Rashtrapati or anyone, any officer, he will have agadi and he will sit at once with him and he can talk very freely as they are as students. Now he is no more.
The gopis are feeling like this just because of Brahapar.
Because they are separate from Krishna, they are thinking anyone who has any contact with Krishna. Whether so. It is briksha, trees, or anything, cops, fool, or buddhiman, dhani, dhani means wealthy, or very poor, of any class, whether it is pulindi, or the sparga, aspara, anything, but he should. He should or he should have some relation with Krishna. They want to be so. Krishnam niriksha banitot savarupa shila. Krishnam niriksha banitot savarupa shila. Srutva shatattva kvanita venu vivikta gita. Vidya bhimana gataya smaranantara. Vashat prasuna kabara mumhol vinidya. Sing the fate of fortune of these deers at once. They are seeing from their inner eyes that devis of Swarga, Ashvara, the wives of goddesses, they are also seeing Krishna and becoming mad and faint. Here they are told at first a fool. If any fool has relation with Krishna, they are so much higher. And again, devis are so much higher. But if they have link and relation with Krishna, they are also very superior. They want to be same goddess. They are full, they are intelligent, most intelligent. But they are seeing that Krishna is playing on flute in Vrindavan, and at that time thousands and thousands of Biman aeroplanes came, and they are giving flowers on Krishna in Vrindavan. In their left, their wives are there sitting, so well decorated. In their heads, here, there, very beautiful Ashvara are there. Krishnam niritya vanitot savarupa shilam. They saw Krishna, the wives of the god, Ashvara. Devya, Vimana Gatana, sitting in the Vimana. They saw Krishna. In what way they saw Krishna? Vanitottava Rupa Shilam. The Rupa means the beauty of Krishna Desha and Swabhav, nature of Krishna Desha. They saw The roof of Krishna, the beauty of Krishna, is utsav for devi.
Festival of
eyes. And this seal means the nature of Krishna was also festival for devi's eyes. Not devi's, but whole Vanita.
Woman.
Who is Vanita? Vanita means Kishori only. Having affection with anyone. So much affection having here. All are called Vanita. So the roof and the nature and the playing on floor, all are Vanito Utsav. Is festival for eyes. Krishna is in the shape of Varaha Pidam Natavarbapu Karna Yukarnita and Chutapraval Varhasto Kot Palabjamala Nuprita Paridhan Vichitra Vesha. In this shape he was. So, seeing Krishna, any Kishori can be married. Smart and come. And Sutva means hearing the Venu Nar. Venu, what is it? Venu, Vibhikta Gitam. Vibhikta Gitam means the sound of Venu, so creating calm, smar in the heart of all Vanita, Kishori, Devya. Smar means calm, mane frame, especially What?
Kamarupa.
Kamarupa. Vivikta Gita. Dabhyo Vimana Gataya. Seeing this, Vimana Gataya, those who were climbing on the Vimana, Smaranannusara Bhrasyaprasunukaparabha, they become spent in the laps of their husbands, but their husband could not tell anything because they are also have some love with Krishna, and they want that my wife should also love Krishna.
They are
not envious. No envy. Either the deer or which are upper and lower. But in middle, humans have some irsya if their wives have love for anyone other than him.
Jealousy.
So we are men, human. Our husbands are quite above it, but the so intelligent and unintelligent both have affection for Krishna with their wives, and we are men. हम लोगों का जीवन निष्फल है. हम लोगों का जीवन ही निष्फल है. Our eyes are निष्फल.
Unsuccessful.
Eyes, body, intelligence, everything is unsuccessful. Rashyak, कुछ विशेष कुछ टेलीग्राम करो भी हमारे आज ठीक करो बोले बोले देश से जाके करो आज के सिलीगुड़ी आरोप कर कम एट वंस everything is suffering. So the mala means flowers and garlands fell down. Cover up. Their belts became loose, and they became pent in the laps of their husband. Their husband began to serve their wife. Oh, you are so passionate. We have no, we love Krishna, but we have no such
love.
Because we cannot be like you. But we see that our husband are quite opposite to us. We have no fortunate, we are not such fortunate as this. So if in future birth will be birth in what in this birth Ashpara or Devi, then we will be so.
Demigods, they actually were able to behold Krishna's pastimes. Here they are.
In rasa dance,
and we see in rasa dance, we hear they were.
They are thinking so.
Who thinks so?
As like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thinks, Chatak Parvata as Govardhan, as she as
Yamuna.
And the forest, they have Uddipana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is called Uddipana. But they are on their, what? अपने स्टेज में ही है. दे आर नॉट गोवर्धन, दे आर नॉट यमुना आरसी, दे आर नॉट सो. इफ एनी वन फ्लूट, फ्लूट इज बट बंबू एंड जड़, नॉट चेतन. They are not taking the rush of Krishna lips, but they think so.
Okay, but you mean to say there were demigods who were not there?
They may be there, but they are not testing all these things. If from demigods, Lakshmi and Vijayapatni are so much higher place, but they cannot go there. They are seeing like so.
Yeah.
They have not done anything.
Yeah, therefore how could they have this?
They are semi-gods only, but they are so.
It is only the mind of the residents of Vrindavan.
It is the sign of Mahabhava that to look like so. If in this they see us